All right, now good evening to you guys. I'm pleased to join. I hope you guys agree. My point is, as the last recording, you're dealing with a whole Nazi racist mentality the United States has existed since this country was founded 247 years ago. All right, now Biden is a great example. He is a Nazi, he is a murderer, he is a terrorist, he is a racist, and he is a killer. Does that make sense? Let me, him and his little crackhead ass, killer Nazi, Nazi murdering crackhead sign. Let me put it to you like this. Biden told the Israeli people to laugh for him after he murdered their women, men, and children, and babies. Biden told the Israeli people to laugh for him after he decapitated their children, their women, their men. Biden told the Israeli people to laugh for him after he smiled in their face and bombed their countries and bombed their houses and had people sexually assaulted, taken into hostage. He kept shooting bombs that would not let people go as he hid the terrorists and flushed them with cash so they can go murder more people for Biden, because he nothing but a fucking Hitler Nazi racist murderer. Him and his crackhead ass son, he tried to pour gas on Israel and light it a fire to make the Middle East explode with war. Biden turned around and asked the Jewish people to love him after he did them like that. That's the fucked up racist mentality you have in the United States. These damn racists have been standing up expecting the whole world to kiss their ass after they treat them like this, right? What's up? This stupid ass racist has some own words talking about his anti-American, me talking about him murdering Israelis. This Debbie says, this stupid ass racist said he wanted to hang me, call me nigger, saying framed this nigger, stole from me. Him and Mitch McConnell, these other fucking racists, lynched me all last year, said I got the nigger kicked outside for 317 days on October the 12th. I write now that was my last night of being homeless. That's up outside two nights last year. They caught him in phone calls calling me a nigger. Even at the international level, they're saying I'm anti-American at this shithole, racist, murdering, Nazi clown ass did the same shit to me. He was trying to put me on the streets over and over again. I have shit fake family. Does that make sense? I don't have anybody but Jesus. To the fact this racist saw that, and he still tried to put me on the street so he could send somebody to do something against me. So a stupid old racist ass could steal something that he put no money into, he put no input into. Like his dumb ass was entitled to just terrorize me. Like he went across that water and he started murdering Jewish people. He got his racist Nazi killer murderous terrorist ass up one day. Him and his Nazi crackhead murdering Nazi Hitler terrorist son. They got their Haman asses up one day and started murdering Jewish people, decapitating their babies, decapitating their men and their women, bombing their houses. All right, no shooting people but to death, ramming their cars, ramming over their fences, invading their territory, you know, this that is murdering with their own two hands, these old Nazi-ass racist Biden. Does that make sense? He got one day and did all this atrociousness to Jewish people and then proceeded to shoot bombs at them 200 times in April 2024 and October 2024. Does that make sense? So right now, they're still shooting missiles because Biden is still in the White House, because Biden is telling them to still shoot missiles, because the stupid ass feel like he still have a chance to steal and say the United States have to defend itself to light the whole Middle East on fire. What you think they're doing? Okay, they fought bunkers of terrorists with tens of hundreds of millions of dollars underground under a hospital. And that's from the United States and this terrorist that Biden was hiding in Gaza. Biden was hiding this terrorist in Gaza after he decapitated people. Biden was hiding this terrorist in Gaza after they murdered men, women, and children. Biden was hiding this terrorist in Gaza after they brutally murdered and savaged people who did no harm and no sin to them. And he was still lying about the intelligence, lying to the Israelis' faces, telling them that the American intelligence look, and they're not in Gaza. He lied to their faces. He murdered them. Does that make sense right now? He terrorized them. He did lynched them. You might as well say Biden did all manner of atrocities to the Israeli people. This shithole Nazi murdering killer, Hitler racist, still had the audacity to ask the Israeli people to lie for his ass. He told the Israeli people to lie that they knew that he was bombing them after he did all that shit to them. Do you understand the mentality that's in the United States that's in these fucked up ass races? Right? They think they can do all this shit like this to you and then say, you know, you're supposed to just, you know, roll over and just get them your money. And see, it's a stupid ass racist. I'm not helping these shitholes. No. You're seeing that mentality of the United States on display in this Nazi murderer killer Biden. You're seeing it on display in this crackhead murder killer Nazi son, right? How they hit that terrorist that they had murdered countless people and they kept flushing with the cash to hit up the murder more people. They saw the intelligence, they saw the decapitations, they saw babies' bodies being shot up, they saw adults' bodies being shot up, they saw the sexual assaults, they saw the bombings of houses, they saw the concert where people were sprayed with bullets on the ground. Does that make sense? They didn't do shit to these fucking terrorists so that Biden murdered with his own two hands, okay? Biden still proceeded to hide this terrorist and still giving more cash so that Biden could murder more people. Do you understand? And then told the Israeli people after doing them like this to lie for him that they knew he was bombing them. Do you understand the mentality of racism you're dealing with in these shitholes? How America has done people like this for generations, how these racists have treated different countries like this for generations, and then they'll turn around and say, kiss their ass and smile when they do shit like this, like they kept standing their dumb asses up saying Musty was the richest. They kept trying to say, well, the sky's green, because they nasty asses are green. They said, no, the sky's blue, sit your asses down. The United States got told again this day to sit their asses down, because they so used to doing bullshit and nastiness to people like this, and then expecting the whole world to kiss their ass, because America's supposed to be this almighty superpower. Well, you racist assholes don't have more money than me. Nobody's kissed your asses. You've been told consistently for 2 years to sit your asses down, right? You can have back your citizenship. Biden is a grand example of what America is. How racist and murderous and terrorists like Biden terrorize people, harm people, do hatred against people, because Biden is a Nazi. Biden does hate Jewish people. Biden hit a terrorist so he can go murder more Jewish people. Biden continued to bomb people despite seeing decapitations. Biden got the intelligence in him. You don't see the shit on TV. Biden got the intelligence. He got the gruesomeness. He got the horror. He got the evil that he was doing. He still proceeded to shoot bombs. He still proceeded to hunt the terrorists. He still proceeded to give Iran and the terrorists more money to do more killings, despite him seeing the intelligence, and then stood his shitty ass there and told Israel to lie that they knew he was bombing them. Like he entitled, I mean, just a nasty ass racist, right? You're dealing with a mentality in the United States. That's why these racist clowns kept getting up for 2 years begging, demanding my money back here, despite these assholes knowing it's not their money, because they that fucked up and racist. They treat the rest of the world like this, fucked up and racist just like that. They mistreated people. They did all manner of atrocities to people like this, and then thought that people would kiss their asses and bend over. They bet for 2 straight years, they laughing their asses to scorn, they being told no. Nobody's giving their asses any money. You're not a superpower compared to my money. Do you get that now? You are not a superpower compared to my money. Everything about America ain't bad. Everybody here ain't bad. But it's some Nazis in fucking high power in this country. They've been there for quite a bit of time. And one Nazi get out and he promote another fucking Nazi. Do you see that? That's why America even got up with Musty. Musty was like a test, right? When they kept getting up with, well, Musty is the richest person, they got to laugh the score and said, no, Jordan's the richest, sit your asses down. They got told again today to sit their asses down. America has mistreated countries, they've misdone countries, they've mishandled countries, they've been racist, they've been evil, they've stolen from countries, they've done all manner of stuff like they just did to Israel. Does that make sense? They've been doing this shit for generations. Does that make sense? They've been treating people like shit and expecting people to be slapped and smile at them after they slapped them in the face. No. That's why they kept standing their dumb asses up begging, because some people, they're so used to their asses being kissed, nobody's kissed their asses. They tell their asses to sit down. Right? It's not right how America has treated people. Okay, you're dealing with a mentality in the United States. Biden is a good example of that. That was the previous recording, right? Nobody's giving these damn racist money so they can continue to do this. For all the generations, they've done this before, and they shithole asses want to try to steal and beg as if they're entitled to know damn well it's not their money, but they're so used to people kissing their asses because America tries to intimidate and harm people. And you saw how this Nazi just went over there and just murdered people. And then he hid a terrorist so they can murder more people. He kept giving money so they can make more murder. And this son of a bitch, you know, Biden saw the intelligence report, and he kept being evil, Nazi, and racist, because that's what this shithole clan was raised to be. He being what he was raised to be, right? So he kept going over there, right now, hiding terrorists, lying about the intelligence. He lied to the Israelis' faces about the intelligence. They asked him, they said, okay, do you know where any of these terrorists are? Okay, the American intelligence say they're not there. And then when they stopped listening to this shithole murdering clown racist Biden, they went to Rafah and Gaza. They felt that son of a bitch because America was hiding them. All right, no, Biden was hiding them. All right, no, that's the word of the Lord, despite seeing the intelligence. You and then going to have the audacity to ask Israel to lie for his monkey ass. And they keep standing up begging for money that they know it's not theirs because America's fucked up and they're so used to people kissing their asses. This is not that day. Right? I'm happy to go out for the extraction over Europe and Asia like them dumbasses kept saying. They kept buying fraud like you owe they dumbass. Someone like, oh, you shit. This is a global supply chain. Get your asses out there to the rest of the world and start knocking on doors and demand they give you their fraud, because that's the equivalent of what you're asking me to do for a supply chain you do not own. I told you to stop buying that fucking fraud. You kept buying it anyway because you feel like somebody owe your racist ass or something. I don't owe you shit. These buttholes like TD Jakes too. It's a global supply chain that is not tied to the United States. If you don't believe that Boeing and all of them are going bankrupt selling stocks $15 billion worth, and Warren Buffett selling 500 million shares of stock because they realize the assets are not owed anything. It's a global supply chain they can't tap into. You're dealing with a mentality in America. Biden's not the first one by Jesus goodness. Biden is the cult one the Lord shone the light on. You know, because the Lord didn't appreciate how Biden did Israel. The Lord don't want any country to perish, but America has been doing this shit, mistreating people, mishandling people, harming people, doing evil to people, these fucking racists in power, these Nazis in power in America. All right, now they're pro-Iran in America right now, and it's ridiculous for an ally. They're so fucked up and racist, right? so goddamn Klan hate Jewish people as much as their predecessor Hitler hated Jewish people. All right, now that's America's being mishandled with people like this. Does that make sense? These old Nazi folks are right now didn't expect the people to kiss their ass that they treat them like this. You're dealing with a fucked up mentality. That's what made Biden bigoted racist ass. He tried to lynch me. He got caught calling me niggas about my own money and property. He went over there and started murdering Jewish people. Then he started hiding the terrorists so he could murder more Jewish people as he lied to the Israelis' faces about intelligence. You're dealing with a whole mentality in the United States where they think they can treat the whole world like shit, these old racists. And then the whole world's supposed to kiss their ass and people ain't doing that. They're laughing their asses to scorn and told them to sit down. The Lord Jesus got tired of that one, right? I hope you guys are great, right? Thank you guys so much.